From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we will play Indonesian songs. Well, listener, I will begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Hotel Indonesia Group has officially been appointed as operator of 14 state-owned hotels owned by PT Hotel Indonesia Natur Persero. This was said by Cody Ibrahim, CEO of the Hotel Indonesia Group, in a statement on Saturday. As the holding operatorship appointed by the Minister of BUMN, PT Hotel Indonesia Group will later manage and develop all state-owned hotels as Hotel Indonesian chain or Hotel Indonesia flagship. Apart from state-owned hotels, the Hotel Indonesia Group will also target management of private or individual hotels. As a hotel chain, the Hotel Indonesia Group will prioritize services with typical Indonesian hospitality and is expected to be competitive in the competition in the hospitality industry at home and abroad. During its 100-day program, Hotel Indonesia Group will focus on making food and beverage a mainstay in the hospitality industry in the future. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno hopes that the tarsier animal, which is a rare endemic primate from Belitung, Bangka Belitung, can be preserved in order to support tourism. Sandiaga had the opportunity to watch tarsier live on Pramun Hill, Belitung, on Saturday. Tarsier are rare, endemic primates that can only be found in the island of Belitung and are characterized by very large eyes and bodies as small as palms. Sandiaga Uno hopes that all parties can preserve these animals and develop the Bukit Pramun destination into ecotourism. The Indonesian Embassy and the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center in Mexico City facilitate business cooperation between the two Indonesian and Mexican companies respectively. The statement from the Embassy in Mexico City as reported by Antara on Saturday stated that the cooperation was a realization of efforts to increase Indonesia's export in early 2021. The cooperation includes the export of furniture products and the signing of the cooperation in marketing Balinese fabrics and textile in Mexico. Meanwhile, on February 3, 2021, a virtual memorandum of understanding was signed on business cooperation between PT Asia Garment International Indonesia with Barrios del Mar, Mexico. This cooperation provides an opportunity for Indonesian products to be marketed more widely in Mexico. Let's move on to the international news. South Korea on Saturday eased curfews on more than a half million restaurants and other businesses outside the capital, Seoul. After using aggressive testing and tracing to blunt several earlier waves of the coronavirus without drastic lockdowns, the authorities have imposed increasingly rigid social distancing rules as they fight the latest wave of the pandemic. Prime Minister Chung Sik-kyun told an intra-agency meeting on Saturday business outside the capital will now be able to stay open until 10 p.m., but 9 p.m. operation restriction remains as in the metropolitan Seoul of Korea. Thousands of farmers across India blocked roads on Saturday with makeshift tents, tractors, trucks, and boulders to pressure the government to roll back agricultural reform that have triggered months-long protests. While the initial protests were started by rice and wheat growers from northern India who camped out on the outskirts of New Delhi Demonstrations have spread across the country, especially in states not ruled by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party. The federal government has offered concessions to the farmers, but refuses to repeal three laws passed last year that it says are crucial to bring new investment to the sector, which accounts to nearly 15% of India's $2.9 trillion economy and about half its workforce. A first shipment of 88 liters of active ingredients to make AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine in Brazil arrived from China on Saturday. With those supplies flown into Rio de Janeiro on a cargo plane, the Fiocruz Biomedical Center can begin filling and finishing 2.8 million doses. The federally funded center expects to receive more ingredients this month to make a total of 15 million shots of the vaccine developed with Oxford University. It is the second vaccine submitted for registration in Brazil. AstraZeneca applied on January 29 for full regulatory approval of its vaccine. France on Saturday reported a fall in new COVID-19 infection and in the number of patients being treated in hospital. The country registered 20,000 new confirmed COVID-19 cases, down from 22,000 the previous day and marking the third straight daily fall. The number of people in France who have received their first dose of COVID-19 vaccine has reached 1.86 million, with more than 200,000 having also received their second dose. France has received a batch of a COVID-19 vaccine developed by AstraZeneca, with more than 200,000 doses delivered. The second batch of more than 300,000 doses will be delivered next week. That was the news.
President Joko Widodo last Monday, February 1st at the State Palace, Jakarta, inaugurated the establishment of PT Bank Syariah Indonesia Persero TBK or Bank Syariah Indonesia BSI, which is a merger of three state-owned Islamic banks, namely PT Bank BRI Syariah TBK, PT Bank Syariah Mandiri, and PT Bank BNI Syariah. In his speech that was delivered virtually, President Joko Widodo said that Bank Syariah Indonesia BSI was a new milestone for the development of the Islamic economy in Indonesia. The president has high hopes for the bank to be able to contribute to the development of the Islamic economy and the welfare of Indonesian people. Even though it is based on Islamic economic and financial principles, Bank Syariah Indonesia BSI operations are not only open to Muslims, but also customers from various backgrounds.
Bank Syariah Indonesia harus benar-benar menjadi bank syariah yang universal. Artinya harus terbuka, harus inklusif.
Bank Syariah Indonesia must truly become a universal Islamic bank. This means that it must be open, inclusive, and welcome to anyone who wants to become a customer to reach more people in the country. The head of state further advised that the bank should be able to maximize the use of digital technology. This digitalization must be done to reach those who have not been served by banking services so far. In this regard, the president advised it to be able to attract the younger generation to become customers. According to the president, to reach more customers, the bank's Islamic financial products and services must be competitive and able to meet the needs of various customer segments, ranging from micro, small, medium enterprises, corporation, to retail. No less important, it is also expected to facilitate customers to become the backbone of the country's economy. President Jokowi quoted a report from the State of Global Islamic Economy that stated that Indonesia's Syariah economic sector experienced significant growth every year. In 2018, Indonesia's Syariah economy was still ranked 10 in the world. A year after that, it climbed to 5th place, and in 2020, Indonesia was in 4th place in the world. Meanwhile, in his report, the President Director of PT Bank Syariah Indonesia TBK, Heri Gunardi, explained that the integration and value increase of the three state-owned Islamic banks that eventually gave birth to the bank had started since early March 2020. That was this week's Spotlight. Let's start with an event on February 7, 1935, when the Monopoly board game created. Monopoly is one of the most famous board games in the world. The objective of the game is to take control of all the plots on the board through buying, renting, and exchanging property in a simplified economic system. Each player rolls the dice in turn to move the pieces, and if he or she lands on a tile that is not already owned by another player, he can buy that tile at the price stated. If the plot has been purchased by another player, he or she must pay that player or fixed amount of rent. Let's move on to February 7, 1974, when the independence of Grenada occurred. Grenada is an island nation located in the southernmost part of the Windward Islands, Caribbean. It is located about 161 kilometers north of Venezuela. Grenada is the second smallest country in the Western Hemisphere. The countries of Grenada received independence on February 7, 1974 from Great Britain. They have been colonized by Britain since 1763. I'll end with February 7, 2009, wildfires in Australia occurred. Wildfires broke out in Victoria, Australia on 7 February 2009. It is considered the worst natural disaster in Australian history because it claimed at least 173 lives, burned down 700 houses, and covers an area of approximately 3,000 square kilometers. That was Today in History.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Jose Socorro Suiru Maranol in Brazil. He was listening to our broadcast in French program through Frequency. Hello, Mr. Jose Socorro Suiru Maranol. Thank you for always monitoring our broadcast. Although our broadcast signal is weak in your country, we are really glad because your reception report is quite detailed and clear. Well, Mr. Jose Socorro Suiru Maranol, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Cinta saya
sekasa orang jahat, orang jahat.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Head of the National Disaster Mitigation Education and Training Center, Berton Suarpanjaitan, stated that the COVID-19 Handling Task Force fully supports the return of national sports competition that have been delayed since March 2020. He revealed it in a webinar theme, Hope for Indonesian Sports in the Middle of a Pandemic, held by the Sports Journalist Section of the Indonesian Journalists Association in Jakarta. Berton Panjaitan is well aware that the support from the COVID-19 Task Force is not the only answer so that competition can resume. There is still a need for commitment between sports stakeholders, the Ministry of Youth and Sport, and the Central National Olympic Committee to make detailed technical guidance standards related to its implementation. If there are standards, all parties, according to him, can sit down with the Indonesian police to make an agreement on the permit regarding the continuation of the competition. This can be a right spot, seeing the fate of some sport competition, which have failed several times because they did not have a permit from the police. Berton Panjaitan gave an example that despite the prohibitions on crowds, the 2020 regional head election could still be carried out, because of an agreement made between the police and General Election Commission. The same thing should be applied to sports competition. Likewise, with government policies regarding improving the national economy in the midst of a pandemic. According to him, sports should also be given the opportunity to rise as long as all parties can ensure that they comply with health protocols. Berton Panjaitan added the technical guidelines for the competition could be implemented as in the regional head election. The government, in this case the Central National Olympic Committee or the Ministry of Youth and Sports, needs to issue a strict procedure to organize sporting events. This needs to be discussed together with the task force. That was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Hayato Furukawa in Japan. He listened to our broadcast in English program. Mr. Hayato Furukawa, thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report. Thank you. Special for you, we will play another beautiful song.
Girl, you don't need to put your makeup on. You're just too irresistible to be as you are, no matter how far. You're just too beautiful for me and everyone else around you. Do think you're the one, 'cause you are a star shining in my door, knocking like the sunshine shining, crush, crush, crushing around. Every move you make makes me wanna move. You tell me why, why do I do to love it every inch of you? Oh baby, you're irresistibly good. Girl, I don't need a reason to fall. Baby, I'll be but just a call. Wherever you are, no matter how far, you are the closest thing to an angel. And everyone else around you, do think you're the one. You're a star shining in my door, knocking like a sunshine shining, crush, crush, crushing around. Every move you make makes me wanna move. You tell me why,
I do, do love it every inch of you. Baby, you're irresistibly good. Let me make promises you need.
I'll be your home.
I'll be your home.
You're reaching to
now and forever. 'Cause baby, you're irresistible. Star shining in my door, knocking like a sunshine shining. Crush, I'm crushing around. Every move you make makes me wanna move. Baby, tell me why. Why do I do love it every inch of you? 'Cause baby, you're irresistibly good.
Arara was office voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
For those of you who are culinary lovers, especially those with a spicy taste, it's not complete if you haven't enjoyed this spicy pedesan entok. Entok is a kind of duck, and the spicy taste of this culinary delight comes from fresh chilies and peppers, and added with spices, which make many spicy food lovers addicted. The taste is very appetizing, especially when eaten with hot steamed rice. Uniquely, the spicy taste is not only felt on the tongue, but can also warm the body. From its appearance, this entok dish is similar to curry, but it doesn't use coconut milk. This pedesan entok from Indramayu tastes more delicious because it's cooked on a wood-fired stove. This method of cooking is believed to remove the smell from the entok meat so that it turns into a savory taste because of the perfect blend of 35 spices. What stands out the most from the taste of this spice is the pepper, which warms the throat. By only paying 11,000 rupiah to 20,000 rupiah, you can enjoy a bowl of entok sauce complete with a sprinkling of crispy fried shallots on top. Pedesan entok is very popular as a lunch menu. If you are a spicy culinary lovers and are in Indramayu or in a trip through the city, try to taste this traditional culinary as your lunch menu. That was Indonesian Wonder. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Now we will reply another email from our listener, Giovanni Lorenzi in Italy. He was listening to our broadcast in Spanish. In his email, Mr. Giovanni Lorenzi said that he is very happy to receive our information via email. Hello, Mr. Giovanni Lorenzi. Thank you for your email on our broadcast and your appreciation. We always try to reply listeners' email or letter as soon as we can. Well, Mr. Giovanni Lorenzi, keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report. Listener, wherever you are, we will play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Musik ini goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. Yang tua dan yang muda semuanya sama. Kita di sini tiada berbeda. Kita bersatu dan juga bersama-sama. Goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. Let's have fun together.
Here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
A festival called Pangan Fest, Panggung Adirasa Nusantara, will be held in Yogyakarta from February 21st to 27, 2021. The event, which was inspired by the awareness of Indonesian food and culinary richness, was wrapped in a marathon concert, featuring a number of Jogja Music Week musicians. Indonesian food innovators are also scheduled to present at Pangan Fest to showcase the result of household innovations. Rino Febrian, one of the founders of Pangan Fest and CEO of IEO Innovasi, in a press release said that Pangan Fest is a necessity because now people are witnessing the beginning of Indonesian food revival. This is evidenced by the increasing number of millennial farmers and culinary entrepreneurs, as well as the proliferation of new cafes and restaurants. This event aims to make Indonesia a global adirasa or gourmet country. Through Pangan Fest, it is hoped that in the future, Indonesia will not only become a leading culinary destination, but a leader in food technology innovation as well. Currently, Indonesia has not yet been nominated for the World's Leading Culinary Destination 2020. Four regional areas neighboring Malaysia, Thailand, and Vietnam have been selected as nominees. It is recorded that in the Global Food Security Index, Indonesia is in position 62 out of 113 countries. Therefore, it requires smart efforts to achieve the target. Pangan Fest, there will also be a number of concerts made by food innovators, socialpreneurs, MSMEs, food startups, and all culinary entrepreneurs. According to Rino, Indonesia has sufficient resources to become a leader in culinary tourism destination. Apart from rendang, there are thousands of other Indonesian foods that the international community must taste. Because of that, Pangan Fest will be held regularly.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru, anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让整齿佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Create our dreams, let's make it. Don't give up, keep on trying, love. You got yours, a new roller skate. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Baby, let's make it last. Try and try and try, keep on trying. Don't worry if the sun don't shine. Don't have to be afraid. Gonna do what you want. Don't mimic your strength. La 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 la. Don't have to be afraid. Gonna do what you want. Don't mimic your strength. Be strong and let's use my.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, I will present you a song by Randy Pandugo. Randy began to be known since showing his talents through social media called SoundCloud. SoundCloud is a place to channel the talents of each individual in the music, such as singing, playing musical instruments, and so on. The quarantine during this pandemic did not dampen Randy Pandugo's enthusiasm for work. On January 29, 2020, he released a mini-album with one of the singles entitled Far. The song with English lyric describes the feelings of many people who have to endure not meeting loved ones during difficult times like now. Listener, here is Randy Pandugo with the song Far.
Tell me how, tell me now. Do you see through my eyes? Every time we get by, all we want is around. It's been so hard to see reasons why we can be, even harder to breathe, how we want it to be. Driving in a highway coming home, feeling like I'm standing on my own. Expectations got too high, no, we're never gonna make it far. Never gonna make it far. It's been so hard to see reasons why we can be, even harder to breathe, how we want it to be. Driving in a highway coming home, feeling like I'm standing on my own. Expectations got too high, no, we never gonna make it far. Far, far,
God, everything's gonna be alright. All the love, all the joy, all the pain, let it shine so bright. Can we just be baby? Come and just hold me tight. Driving in a highway, coming home, feeling like I'm standing on my own. Expectations got too high, and no, we never gonna make it far.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum til manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
padamu lagi yang aku dengar sana sini kau punya janji lalu yang mana aku dia atau dia jadi bagaimana aku bingung yeah yang jelas aku ingin ke
I'm not afraid to die.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the
for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. for Asian regions and 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.